Hey, this is Max, and welcome to the Ronin System Podcast. So again, continuing from the past two episodes where I talked about sort of negative, bad, quote-unquote, attributes or personality traits that we all have, you know, they're okay to have, like the first one being selfish, the second one being arrogant. This one's going to tie in as well. This one's going to be about being fearful, being afraid. You know, it's okay to be afraid of things. It's okay to be fearful. And especially it's okay in terms of, you know, not being afraid of the dark or anything. That's okay too. But being afraid of life, being afraid of failure, being afraid of success even, being afraid of anything is okay. You know, there's this big talk, especially for men. I know personally there's always been sort of like this idea, this stigma where, you know, if a man's afraid, if a man's not brave, then they're just not a man. You know, if they're emotional, if they're fearful, if they show any sort of like weakness, then they're not up to the task, they're not up to the challenge. But we see it time and time again where people that are referred to as brave or referred to as courageous, they'll go out and admit that they were scared shitless. You know, and that's okay. It's okay to be scared shitless as long as you understand what you should do about it. You know, as long as you're okay and accepting of the fact that, like, if you're in a life or death situation, hell yeah, you should be afraid. Hell yeah, you should be, you know, fearful that you might die. That's the real thing, and that's okay. That's okay to experience. You know, you can't go up to every challenge unafraid. You can't go up to every challenge thinking that nothing's going to happen to you because you're all powerful or whatever. Because that's just not true. That's not true to life. That's not true to whatever it is you're doing. It's just not true in any regard. You know, being brave requires that you have some sense of fear, in my eyes. You know, it's being brave, being courageous is the idea that you can face down your fear, that you can challenge your fear and accept your fear. You know, I talked about this in I think one of like the first few episodes of this podcast, like ever, I think like episode 3 or 4, something like that, where I think it's called Courage. Same thing, you know, my ideas have changed a little bit, but it's all pretty much the same. If you have a fear, that's okay. But it's also better for you and for everyone around you to face that fear, to challenge that fear. You know, like personally, just in life in general, I have a fear of the dark. I do. I've always had a fear of the dark. I always, even to this day, sleep with a nightlight. And the nightlight served a purpose when I was younger. It served a purpose to let me know that there is light in this room. I can sleep soundly. I'm not in the pitch blackness. But also, it's a practical reason as well. You know, if I wake up in the middle of the night, I need to be able to see to go to the bathroom, right? That's just a practical thing. But I am not afraid to admit that I am afraid of the dark. And that's, you know, that's okay. That's okay in my eyes. If you're in your 20s, 30s, even your 40s, if you have children of your own and you're afraid of the dark, that's okay. It should be okay because there is a natural instinctual idea in our minds, a natural instinct for us as humans to be afraid of the dark because we don't have night vision. We can't see in the dark. We don't know what's out there because we're diurnal creatures. We are awake during the day, we're asleep during the night. And when we're asleep, that's when we're most vulnerable. And it's, I believe it is very instinctual to realize that when you're in a dark environment and you have no source of light and you have no source of protection, because back then when we were, you know, cavemen, when we were Neanderthals or whatever, like very, very first, like Homo erectus, or whatever the fuck they were, you had only fire to light your way, right? You only had fire and you only had the daylight. And during the day you were active, but during the night, if you didn't have that fire, you were vulnerable. You were prey because other animals, like let's say like a lion or a tiger or a bear or whatever that wanted to eat you or your family, you were vulnerable because there's no way to see them. They can see you, and the only thing keeping them back really is fire. The only thing allowing you to see them is fire. And that sort of transitions into our lives now where there is, in my mind, a strong chance of, you know, an intruder coming in at night, or even like aside from that, like paranormal things, like supernatural things that could be happening generally associated with the dark. And that's a natural fear for us. And I think that's okay. And that can really branch out to really anything in life where Again, you can have a fear of failure, and that's okay. You can be afraid to fail. I'm always afraid of failing, and I shit you not, I've failed a lot, and it's hurt me a lot. And moving forward, I'm afraid to feel that again. I'm afraid to feel that the shame and the disappointment. That's a natural thing, I believe, and that's okay. But it doesn't mean I'm gonna stop trying. It doesn't mean I'm gonna stop moving forward. Right? And the main premise of this, main thing I'm trying to say here is that it's okay to be afraid. It's okay to be fearful, but it's better for you. It's better for everyone if you can face that fear and move forward, accept that fear and move forward. Again, more personal stories here. I hate to compete in anything, be it video games, be it in jiu-jitsu, be it in anything. I'm afraid to compete because I have a fear that I will fail. I have a fear that I will lose, but that doesn't mean I won't do it. You know, just because I don't like it, just because I don't really, you know, go out there and chase that high of winning, I won't try it. You know, if someone challenged me to like a fight, if someone challenged me to a fight, or if they challenged me to a video game or whatever, I'm not gonna back down because I can't face the anxiety. I feel like I'm gonna lose. I know I'm gonna lose. No, I'm gonna try. I will take that anxiety, I will take that fear and move it forward, you know? Like, this is a big example. Like, a lot of people that watch, you know, sports, they'll see these guys that go out there and they just do their thing. They're really good at it, you know, they're amazing at it, they get paid for it, obviously, they're pros. But people don't realize that they have an innate fear. They have anxiety, they have, especially if they're really good, you know, they have sort of like this image to uphold. And that creates a lot of stress. It creates a lot of fear in them. For all of you that follow combat sports, that follow MMA, you will know who these two people are. Like GSP, Georges St. Pierre, is one of the greatest fighters of all time, greatest MMA fighters of all time. And literally every fight, before every fight, he has this sort of like panic attack. He has this anxiety attack. He has this sort of dread within him where he's, you know, he's fearful that he's going to lose. He's fearful that he's going to lose everything he's accomplished. He's fearful that, you know, whatever he's done here, or whatever he's going to do, whatever he's done, just won't be accepting. He'll be disappointing. He'll be shameful. You know, that's a natural thing. And this guy is one of the most winning athletes of all time in MMA. And then you have another one like John Jones. John Jones, again, one of the all-time greats. He's said before that every time he goes out there, that he has this fear that of not just getting his ass kicked, but just disappointing people. You know, he has a fear of failure, and not just like physical failure, but mental failure, emotional failure, like failing his family, failing his fans. And that's pretty much every fighter, every athlete, everyone that's had some sort of success. They're afraid to fail. You know, that's the driver in a way. That's your driver in a sense, because there's a lot of people out there. There's a lot of athletes out there, me included, where that fear actually helps you succeed. It helps you push forward because it sort of, you know, kicks you into a second gear, a third gear, a fourth gear, where you're pushing yourself harder, you're pushing yourself past your limits. And again, like I'm saying, fear and anxiety is a main driver of that, fear of failure. It's okay to fail sometimes as well. That's another point of this. It's okay, right? Because it's win or lose, you have to accept that fear. You have to accept that idea that it could go either way. The idea that, you know, again, like if you're in a sports competition, or if you're playing video games even, you have a fear of losing. You know, if you're playing with your friends out in the playing basketball or like, I don't know, dodgeball or whatever, you have a fear of losing. That's okay, because that's just life. You win or you lose, and you just have to accept that. You fail or you succeed. You have to accept that. You know, that's just life. And in life, we have to be fearful. That's a natural instinct for us. It's something that helps us realize the gravity of the situation, right? If you're never afraid, if you're never fearful, if you're never having anxiety or stress about a situation or an event or whatever's going to happen to you, then that's a sure sign that either you're uber confident in what's going to happen, and that's never the case. You know, you can never be 100% confident, or you just don't have the ability to feel that, which, in all honesty, it can be a good and a bad thing. And then generally speaking, especially in daily life, it can be a bad thing. I believe so. I believe so. It can be a bad thing where, you know, you're like psychopathic, you're sociopathic, where you believe that you can't be beat, or you just don't really care if you can be beat. I don't believe that that's something a normal human should feel. That I actually don't believe that's something anyone should feel. That they should be fearful. They should have anxiety. They should have stress in the situation. Because I believe that's normal. It's something that's instinctual for us to survive, right? And this can be applied to literally in everything in life. You can't be afraid of what's going to happen. You can't be afraid of failure. That's the biggest part here, is failing. You cannot be afraid of that. I mean, you can be, but you have to accept that, right? Again, like I said, I have a fear of failure. It stresses me the hell out. And I'll tell you what, you know, I've been a failure my whole life, but that doesn't mean I'm going to stop trying. That doesn't mean I should just shut down. Like, everything that's happened to me, I've always been, you know, subpar or good enough. And for some people, that's acceptable. For me, it's not. That, you know, I failed multiple times in my life. I failed all the time. And every single time I've been afraid of that. Every single time I've been afraid of more shame to myself, more disappointment to people around me. But that doesn't mean I'm going to stop, right? That doesn't mean I'm gonna stop trying. It just means I'm going to work harder to get better. It means I'm going to work harder to make sure that doesn't happen again. And what I've learned is that in life, you are not defined by your failures. You're not defined by your successes either. You're defined by how far you got from where you started. And whether or not you failed or succeed along that route, I don't believe it matters. You know, there's a lot of people that talk about how fear is the enemy. You know, like I believe it was JFK that said, "We have nothing to fear but fear itself." Either the JFK or FDR, one of the presidents said something like that. And I honestly feel like that's true in some regards, but people mistake it for we should never be afraid. And I don't believe that's a thing. I don't believe that's what they were trying to say. What I get from that quote is that we have nothing to fear but fear itself really means that, you know, we can be afraid, but we can't be defeated by that fear. We have to overcome that fear, right? And the only way to do that is to face it head on. The only way to do that is to challenge it, right? And I feel like what that quote means is that, you know, we have nothing to fear but fear itself. We have nothing that's going against us except for ourselves, right? Because that fear is internal. That fear, you know, no one can project their fears onto us. Like, I can't go up to someone. Like, I can't go up to my girlfriend. I can't go up to my brother. I can't go up to my parents, my friends, and be like, "I'm afraid of the dark. You should be too." That's not something we can do. You know, that's not something we can just take out of our mind and add it to theirs, right? And vice versa. That's not something that happens. Everyone has fears of their own. Everyone has internal, you know, internal blockers, internal stressors that are personal, that are unique, right? There may be some overlap. There may be some similarities, but at the end of the day, they are unique to you. Right? And you have to find those fears, you have to challenge those fears, and you have to either overcome or accept those fears. And I'm a big, big fan of the latter. I'm a big fan of accepting them. I'm a big fan of accepting your demons, accepting your flaws, and using them to your advantage. I've said this before in the past two episodes, where you can use it in a good way, right? You can take your bad, your evil, your negative, and use it in a good way, right? Because you are yourself. You have control over yourself. You have control over everything you do and you decide. You know, you may not have control of everything you think and everything you feel, but you can use it to guide you. You can use it as sort of like a building block, a bridge, a foundation for what you can do moving forward. And everything I'm saying here, everything that I'm pointing out here, you know, some of you may sort of find that it contradicts what I said before in the previous episode, where I talked about being arrogant, being overconfident, being extremely determined and extremely undoubtful of yourself. And yes, there is a bit of contradictory sort of discussion here, but you know, at the end of the day, again, it sort of plays into itself, right? Because to be arrogant in my sense, you know, in what I said before in the previous episode, to be that uber confidence, you have to accept where your flaws are. You have to accept where you're weak, but you have to acknowledge your strengths as well. You have to use your strengths to be like, you know, like saying, again, going back to the jiu-jitsu example, or even going back to the gym example, like if you feel yourself weak in this one regard, you can lift that up through your strength, right? Like, again, for me personally, I am great at takedowns. I'm great at taking people down to the ground during matches, during fights, during competition. And I have a weak point. I acknowledge my weak point. I have a fear of being on my back. I have a fear of being on the bottom because I'm just not that good at it, you know? And so that doesn't mean that I'm afraid to get down there. That doesn't mean I'm afraid that, you know, I'll never do it. It just means that I acknowledge it. I accepted it. And I'm going to work on it. But to work on it, I need to build up my current strength. I need to use my current strength to avoid those situations where I deem it necessary, where I believe that that's a situation where I can't go, you know? And again, going back to it, I said before in the previous episode, you cannot be afraid of, you know, someone that's better than you. You cannot be afraid of that. It's true in both regards. You can't be afraid of them because you have to accept that fear, if you get what I'm saying. Like, I see it all the time. People have this sort of deer in the headlights look whenever they stand up with me during training. Because they know that I'm just better than them. And that's plain truth. It's all completely honest, you know? But I see that fear and I can use it against them, right? But there are certain people that know this. There are certain people that know that I'm the better takedown artist. They know that I have better throws, better single legs, double legs, whatever. I'm just better at takedowns. They know that. And they've accepted that. They've accepted that fear in them. They've accepted that sort of anxiety and stress in them to know how to use their strengths, right? A lot of them will pull guard because they know that I sort of have a weakness when people pull guard. They have certain grips because I have a weakness to those grips. They're using their fears and respecting their fears, and they're overcoming them using their strengths, using what they know, using what they're good at, using what they're confident about, overconfident about. And so I guess the main point here is that being afraid of something, being fearful of something is okay. But what's not okay is not challenging that, is not sort of trying to overcome it. You know, that's the big thing here, trying to overcome it, trying to accept it. That's where I find issues. You can be afraid, you can be fearful. Again, I'm totally okay with a grown-ass man being afraid of the dark. I'm totally okay with, you know, like a pro athlete, the winningest of winningest people being afraid of losing. That's a natural thing. That's fine. That's okay. I'm tired of this stigma. I'm tired of this idea of being pushed into that field, especially for men, you know? I'm tired of it. It just doesn't make sense. Like, even if you're not even in these realms, if you're not into sports, if you're not into these hobbies where you know, winning and losing is a big deal or whatever, in just daily life, being afraid of failure, being afraid that you'll be passed up a promotion or be fired or be reprimanded for whatever you do at work, that's okay. That's a natural fear, right? Because that's a bad thing, you know, getting fired, getting reprimanded. That's a natural fear because it's something negative happening to you. But you can use that fear to drive you. You can use that fear to work harder. You can use that fear to want to succeed more, right? Like, again, I have a fear of failure. It drives me crazy, right? I'm destroyed internally by it. But I've accepted it. I'm accepting it, trying to accept it, right? Because nothing's ever complete. No journey is ever complete. But I'm doing my best. I'm not stopping. That's again another point here. You can't give up. You can't quit. You know, like whatever that quote is. You know, you fall down 7 times, get up 8. That's it. And if you let fear stop you when you're getting up, if you let fear, you know, overcome you getting up, let that stress, that anxiety overcome you while you're getting up, then you won't. You just won't get up. You have to accept it. You have to move forward. You have to try and do your best to get over that, right? You can use that fear to drive you, to push you, to motivate you to get back up, to try again. Yeah, that's I guess that's the main takeaway here, is it's okay to be afraid, but you have to accept it. You have to accept being fearful. You have to accept and acknowledge your fears, your weaknesses, your downfalls. You have to accept them and use them. Use them to motivate you. Use them to drive you. Build determination off them. Build your fortress. Build your house off of that and protect that house with them, right? That's the main point for this. It's the main point for all the episodes. There are overlapping points. There are contradictory points. I understand that. But at the end of the day, you have to take all these sort of negative emotions, negative thoughts, negative traits, and use them for the betterment of yourself. Because that's the main goal here. That's the main goal in life, to be better, to try and be better, to try to be the best you that you can be. No one else is going to define who you are. No one else is going to define your fears like this. You have to define your fears. You have to define who you are and how you will act and how you will move forward, right? And it's all up to you. That's the main thing with this sort of mini series here. It's all up to you. It's all within you, right? It's all everything within you and everything without you that defines you, right? But you decide how you're defined. You decide how they define you. You decide, you know, what purpose they serve for you. But, you know, that's it. That's it for this episode. And again, main takeaways is it's okay to be afraid. You know, some people will say, don't be afraid. I say, it's fine to be. You know, if you're really, truly not afraid of any situation or maybe a particular situation or whatever, good on you. Accept that. Use that. But if you are afraid, again, use that. Accept that. You know, it's just a natural thing. Fearful or not, it's natural, and you have to accept it and use it. And that's the big thing here. But anyway, if you guys liked what you heard and you want to hear more, feel free to subscribe. Follow me on all sorts of social media platforms. I do have a Linktree. It's Linktree/Ronin System, the Ronin System. So it's linktr.ee/the Ronin System, no spaces. That way you can find anything that you want to look for this podcast, for this, you know, this whole system. You know, I have a Twitter, Instagram, you can follow on there. I do have a YouTube. Don't have video yet, so that YouTube's just kind of a placeholder, I guess. You can go to the direct website if you wanted to share this podcast with anyone, and please, if you guys like this podcast, please share it. Write reviews. Great way to help me out indirectly. And if you want to support me directly, I do have a Patreon, again, linked in Linktree. That way you can, you know, support me directly. But anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. Have an amazing day. Get out there, get hungry, and good luck.